From KQED News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai. The Trump administration's immigration policies have reignited interest in the mass incarceration of Japanese Americans during World War II. KQED's Rachel Miro says that makes a play that opened in Palo Alto this week particularly resonant.
Just three Japanese Americans took their fight against internment all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in the 1940s. All three cases lost. Most people, if they know about the court cases at all, know about Fred Korematsu versus the United States. The play Hold These Truths is the story of Gordon Hirabayashi, played by actor Joel De La Fuente.
I've got no money, no courtroom smarts, no strategy, no game plan, no idea for how on earth I'm going to fight this thing. I just know I've got to say no.
Hirabayashi was a college student when he invited arrest and prosecution in 1942. Jean Sakata, who wrote the one-man play, says she originally intended to preserve and celebrate the history. But now the play sounds like it was ripped from today's news headlines.
You know, we are in a time right now politically where we need some beam of light, some hope. And I hope that the story will provide that. Will inspire us to stand for what's right, even when times are going against us, as they are now.
Even if you don't agree with Sakata's politics, the play is a rip-roaring ride through a dramatic chapter in American history. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
The play ends August 5th. We'll tweet out a link for more information. We're at KQED News, and I'm Tiffany Kamhai.
Visit the places and meet the people who make the Golden State unique on the California Report magazine. We'll take you on a weekly road trip for your ears and your imagination. Search for the California Report magazine wherever you get your podcasts.